Today's Daf HaShavua Shir and Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisroel Silver Olah HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, nine lines from the bottom of the Amid with the words Rab Yirmiya Brich. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Before we begin today's sugya, let us make a brief review of the sugya that we are in the middle of, and that is, what is the correct bracha, the nusach bracha, the text of the bracha that we make on eating bread? And we had at the top of the yomid that Rabbi Yaakov Baracha told us that this is a machloikas between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Nechemia's opinion was that the correct nusach bracha is hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. The Rabbanan's opinion was that the correct nusach is moitzi lechem min haaretz, without the additional hay of hamoitzi. In the Medrash Rabban Bereishis, we find that these two shitas are elaborated on. Rabbi Nechemia Omar says the Medrash, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, shehu osid lohoitzi lechem min haaretz. And v'rabbanan amri moitzi lechem min haaretz shekvar hoitzi lechem min haaretz. So the Medrash is telling us that according to Rabbi Nechemia, the correct text is hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, because even though both moitzi and hamoitzi indicate that Hashem is presently bringing out bread for man to eat, but Rav Nechemia says the main thing that we have to stress is that la'osid lavoy, as we saw in the Pnei Moshe and so in the Rosh Cirillo, that in the future when Mashiach comes, we will once again have actual bread coming out of the ground, not sheaves of grain that are grounded and the kernels grounded and made into flour and kneaded until one creates the dough to make the bread, but rather we will have gluskois, we're going to have actual breads coming out of the ground. And that's why, in fact, the Nusach HaBrocha tells us the Torah's Chaim in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Amid Beis, the Nusach HaBrocha is not Hamoitzi Tvua Min Oretz, that Hashem brought out grain, he brought out wheat from the earth, but rather Hamoitzi Lecha Min Oretz. We are trying to remind ourselves that La'asid Lavoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually bring loaves of bread itself from the ground. However, the shita of the Rabbanan is that we want to stress the past. Not only might see the present that Hashem is bringing out bread from the ground, but the past as well, that before the chet of Adam Rishon, Hashem brought out from the ground lechem, actual loaves from the ground. It was only after Adam Rishon was punished, b'zeis ha'pecha tocha lechem, with the sweat of your brow you will make bread, it was only then that grain came from the ground and not loaves of bread. So, according to the Medrash Rabbah, which elaborates on our Yerushalmi here, Rav Nechemia stresses not only the present but the future, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and the hay of Hamoitzi denotes the future. And the Rabbanan say, no, we're trying to remember the past of Adam Rishon, and therefore the brach is Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The Gemara went on to say that the machloikis between Rav Nechemia and the Rabbanan is the same machloikis that we find concerning the use of the word lefes for turnips. What does lefes mean? So we had a machloikis. One opinion says that lefes means loy pas hoysa. Wasn't this turnip, wasn't that the size and the form of breads that they used to look like when they came out of the ground? They looked like large turnips. Doesn't this turnip remind us of the loaves of bread that came out of the ground? Loi pas hoysa, in the past. And the other Mandiyomer says that lefes means loi pas hi asido liyos. Isn't this the shape and the size of the breads that will grow from the ground in the time of Mashiach? They will be comparable to our present day size and shape and form of large turnips. So the machlokes between Rav Nechemia and the Rabbanan, whether we stress the future or the past, when we speak about Hashem bringing out loaves from the ground, that's the same machlokes as we find concerning the word lefes. Are you stressing the past of Adam Arishan, or are you stressing the future in the days of Mashiach when loaves will come out of the ground? And now we are ready to begin the sugya concerning what Rabbi Yirmiyah did. Begins the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Brich Kumi Rabbi Zeira, Hamaitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, Vekalsei. Rabbi Yirmiyah made the bracha in front of Rabbi Zeira when he was about to eat bread, Hamaitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, and Rabbi Zeira praised him that he said the bracha very well. Asked the Gemara, Ma, Kareb Nechemiah? Rabbi Yirmiyah said Hamaitzi, and Rabbi Zeira praised him. That's the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah is a minority opinion. The Rabbanan disagree, and they say that one should say Maitzi Lechem in Aretz. So why did Rabbi Yirmiyah say Hamaitzi, and why did Rabbi Zeira praise him for saying that? Answers the Gemara, Shaloi La'arev Rashi Oisiyais, that Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yirmiyah understood the machloikis of Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan differently than what we learned before. We learned before that the machloikis was dependent in whether we want to remember the Avar or we want to focus on the Asid concerning the loaves of bread that come out of the ground. They did not learn the same way in the machloikis. Let us see the Charedim. The Charedim is two lines before it gets wide. Shaloi la'arev kolaymer. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, Srulei, debein moitzu ben hamoitzu lishaover mashma l'kuli alma. They are of the opinion that whether you say moitzi or hamoitzi, you're referring to the past. Hamoitzi can also refer to the past. That's not the machloikis. V'loi nechel kubazek halal. There's no machloikis concerning that. Elo b'ha pligi. This is the machloikis. The Rabbi Nechemiah chayesh le'iruv oisius. He's worried about the letters getting mixed up together. U'matzruch loimer hamoitzi. And therefore he requires the saying with the hey of hamoitzi. Why? Dechi omar baruch atah Hashem l'kein ha'melech ha'olam. Moitzi. So here at the end of the word ho'olam you have a mem. At the beginning of the word moitzi you also have a mem. So pa'am mavli a mem shel olam. So the mem, the concluding mem, the final mem of ho'olam will get swallowed up in the beginning mem of moitzi. The person will say, Elokeinu melech ha'olam moitzi. You won't be able to hear clearly that it's ho'olam Moitzi. Kidam reading Gabi Kriyishma, as we find by Kriyishma. Tzorach liten revach bein hadveken. You have to put a space between letters that are the same and they can be joined together. For example, Bechol levavchem. Or Eschem me'eretz. Here you have a mem at the end of Eschem and a mem at the beginning of me'eretz. Lekach hichmer v'hifrid b'ha. That's why Rabbi Nechemiah was machmir, and he said that although I could use moitzi, but I want to separate it into hamoitzi. By saying hamoitzi, I'm separating it from the mem of ha'olam. V'hifrid, b'ha, v'rabbanon lo chashed. Rabbanon weren't worried that a person would come to have the two mems joined together, that you wouldn't be able to hear each one clearly. V'amrinon ki omer hamoitzi apik nafshe miplukta. So now when Rabbi Yirmiyah said hamoitzi, he was able to get himself out of a machloikis. Ulohachi kalse. That's why Rabbi Zeira praised Rabbi Yirmiyah, because by saying hamoitzi, you don't get into any machloikis. As far as la'avar and la'asid, they both are of the opinion that hamoitzi is also la'avar. That's not the issue here. The issue is whether you have to be choishish for the two mems of ha'olam moitzi or not, whether they will get nivla one into the other. The Rabbanan aren't worried, and Rabbi Nechemiah was worried. And by choosing to say ha'moitzi, Rabbi Yirmiyah got himself out of an unnecessary machloikis, and therefore he's yaitza according to everybody, and that's why Rabbi Zeira praised them. So the Gemara says now, the way the Charedim understands the next piece of Gemara, why, in fact, don't we say that that's the machlokes between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabban? Why did Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha make the machlokes whether it's la'avar la'asid? And why didn't he say the machlokes is concerning mixing, joining together the end of one word and the beginning of another word? Says the Gemara, because me'ata, if you're going to worry about the Iruv of the Oisius, the next word you have a problem. Elokeinu melech ha'olam hamoitzi, okay, fine, hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So you again have the same problem with the two mems. Why aren't you worried there about joining together two letters that are the same and being mavliya one and the other, not hearing each letter clearly? So we must say, because the only solution would be to say, Elokeinu melech ha'olam hamoitzi lechem hamin ha'aretz. We'll put a hey in front of the word min. But we can't do that because that doesn't make sense. By melech ha'olam hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, the hey makes sense. He is the one who brings out the bread from the earth. But when you're going to say lechem hamin ha'aretz, it doesn't make any sense, the hay over there. And that's why we have no choice but to leave it. So since we have no choice but to leave it, therefore, says the Charedim, it makes more sense to say that the machloikis between Rav Nechemia and the Rabbanan is not in Iruv Oisius, because we see Iruv Oisius, there are situations where we can't do anything about it anyway, so apparently it's not such a serious problem that we have to consider. And if we find a machlokes from Nechemia and Rabban, it must be in a different issue. It must be, are we commemorating the Avar? Are we commemorating the Osid? Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zira don't have a problem with this issue of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, because they can easily say that wherever you're able to fix the problem of Iruv Oisius, such as in the case of Melech Ha'olam Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, so there we could fix it. In the case of Lechem Min Haaretz, where we can't fix it, we leave it. But wherever we can fix it, Reb Nechemia is of the opinion that we should fix it, and we should say Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And the Rabbanan are not worried about this whole issue whatsoever, and they leave it at Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, so says the Gemara. The way the Charedim learns this last piece of Gemara, the Gemara's conclusion is that the machlokes between Rav Nechemia and the Rabbanan is concerning the fact that there are two words that have a common letter at the end of one word and beginning of the next word, and there'll be a problem with being boleya one letter in the other. And the Gemara was only explaining the Hava Mina not to learn that way, to learn about Hamoitzi, Moitzi, La'avar, La'asid. That's how the Charedim learns. However, other Mefarshim learn that the Gemara at the end, which we just learned, was defending itself why they don't want to learn the Machlokes concerning to be Ma'ar of Rashi Oisius. Because they had a question from Lechem Min, and that's why they didn't like that pshat. So this will be negated the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, Al date de Reb Nechemia haboyre priyagofen, val daten de Rabbanan boyre priyagofen. The Gemara is saying that the same achloikis that you have between Reb Nechemia and the Rabbanan concerning moitzi lechem min ha'aretz or hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, that will apply to wine as well. Do you say boyre priyagofen or haboyre priyagofen? So here, l'chayra, there is no inyan of Iruv Oisius. There are no letters that are the same. Elokeinu melech ha'olam borei priyagofen. If the inyan is shaloi la'arv rashi oisius, that l'chayra would not have any shaychus, whether we say borei or haborei. So therefore, it's clear that this piece of Gemara is going with the past and the future. In other words, apparently the Gemara holds that just like there was finished bread that came out in the times of Adam before the Chet and will come out in the times of Mashiach, so too there will be finished wine coming from the vines. It won't be necessary to process and make it into wine, but rather straight from the grapes there will come out edible wine. And so, before Adam HaRishon's Chet, there also was edible wine. It was only after the Gzeira of Bezeis HaPechet Torech Lechem that Adam had to form the juice that comes out of the grapes into wine. He had to process it. So Memela, the Chredim, learns that what the Gemara is saying now is only according to the Hava Mina, where we weren't learning that it has to do with being Ma'arev Roshei Oisius. So then we can say the same achloikis, whether we're commemorating the past or the future, moitzi or ha-moitzi, will apply to wine as well. Are we commemorating boirei priyagofen in the past, before the chet of Adam HaRishon, or are we commemorating the future, ha-boirei priyagofen? But of course, al-pi pashtus, this has nothing to do with one ois being mavli another ois. So the Haredim says that this piece of Gemara is only said according to the Hava Mina. However, others learn that, in fact, the Gemara has presented two ways to learn the Machloikas, from the Nechemiah and the Rabbanan. One way is that it has to do with Erev Roshei Oisius, and the other way is concerning the past or the future. And in Mela, when the Gemara now says, according to this way, it's a smoother the Gemara here, that is according to the first pshat. That has nothing to do with Shaloi La'ar of Roshei Oisius. It has to do with the past and the future. So therefore, the same achlokes that we have by bread, whether we say moitzi for the past or ha-moitzi for the future, the same we will have by wine, whether we say boirei priyagofen the past or ha-boirei priyagofen the future. If we look in the Haredim, in Divrei HaMashal Adati Rav Nechemia, a few lines down, which is going to be eight lines from the bottom of the Haredim, in the left-hand column, near the end of the line, he brings the Rajba, the course of Rajba. What's the final maskana? What is the nusach of both Boirei Priyagofen and HaMoitzi Lechem Noratz? Upuk Chazi Mayim Advar. Go out and see what is the meaning of the world. The Mevorach HaMoitzi uBoirei Priyagofen. The person makes the bracha HaMoitzi and Boirei Priyagofen. So by Moitzi we add the hay, and by Boirei Priyagofen we do not add the hay. And what is this based on? This is based on the second pshat of being Ma'arv Doisius. And he quotes Toisus in the Bavli and Brachas, because while Toisus were Rosh, and the Sefer Aguda, the Somchu al Yerushalmi, the Ein Tam Da Moitzi Elish Loi La'ar Voisius. The reason is like the second pshat, or like the Haredim learns the Skana of the Gemara here, not the Hava Mina. It's going with the idea that the whole reason we make HaMoitzi Lechem Noratz is not to mix up the letters. K'Rab Yirmiyah of Rab Zeira. The Kalse, according to Rab Yirmiyah and Rab Zeira, who praised Rab Yirmiyah. Rab Yirmiyah made the bracha HaMoitzi Lechem Noratz. What about Lechemin? The answer is, as we said, the Maida Efshalot Kunim is Akdina. Whatever we can fix, we fix. So Lechemin we can't fix, we leave it, even though there's two mems, one after the other. But HaMoitzi, which we can't fix, we fix. Ubelechem in Oretz, and here's now another very strong point, which Tosfos and Brachos quotes, Ubelechem in Oretz, Naktina Lishna Dekra, this is actually the Lashon of Apasuk, which says, Matzmiya Chatzul Behema, Ve'esev Lavoides Adam, Lahoitzi Lechem min Oretz. So from this Pasuk we see that the Pasuk wasn't concerned about the mem at the end of Lechem and the mem at the beginning of Min, and based on that pasuk, we make the bracha also HaMoitzi, where we can fix it, but then we go to Lechem Min, because we can't fix it, and there we're going according to the nusach that we find in the pasuk upon which the bracha is based. And then Tosfos adds another thing, which the Haredim quotes here, Va'alkein, Yesh Leftsoya, B'Shtei Yodav, B'Esrat Spoysov. A person should break the bread when he makes a moitzi with his 10 fingers holding the bread, keneged eser tevis shebepasuk zeh, and this corresponds with the 10 words that we find in this pasuk, matzmiya chasul behema ve'esav lavaydus adam lahoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Continues the Gemara, Rab Zirikin Amar, Rab Zirikin said that Rab Zira had the following question. Ahon, concerning one dinasav, that he took turmusa, there was a bowl of beans in front of him, and he took one of the beans, and he made a bracha on that bean. And as he was about to eat the bean, v'nafal minei, it fell out of his hand, and he lost that bean. Mahu mevorchi lavis man tinyanus. Does he make a bracha a second time? Do I say that the bracha that he made on the first bean is a bracha of atola, and he now has to make a bracha on the rest of the beans? Or do I say, no, that the bracha that he made on the first bean will suffice, even though it was lost, for the rest? What is the svara in this chakira? The svara is, the tutsdarim are, that how do we look at a bracha that a person makes on an object? He makes it on, in our case, a bean. Do we say that the bracha is merely on that bean, and the only reason that he's allowed to eat the other beans is because it's considered one long maisa achila? The other beans are like connected to that first bean, but the original bracha was only on the first bean. The rest are included only because it's one long maisa achila of these beans. Or do I say that the bracha on the bean is at the same time a bracha on all the beans? And the nafka mina is if the first one that he made a bracha on gets lost. If I say the bracha is made only on the first one, and the others are included because they're part of one continuous maisa achil of the first bean, but if he never ate the first bean, so then it's a bracha of atol, and he has to make a new bracha on the rest of the beans. But if I say that the bracha of the bean is considered a bracha on all the beans, then even if the first one was lost, he would not have to make another bracha on the rest of the beans. So the Gemara says, what is your question? Ma beino. What is the difference between this case of the bean and a case where a person has a water channel, an amasamayim, in front of him, and there's water flowing down in front of him? He makes a bracha on the water that's in front of him, but he actually drinks other water that was not in front of him at the time that he made the bracha. So we see that the original bracha that he made on the water that was in front of him is good for the new water that's coming in front of him, even though he never drank the first water. So the same thing would be concerning the beans. Says the Gemara, as we continue on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Amrin, they said, Tamun, there's a big difference. Over there, Lekach Kivan Daita Metchila. When he was making the bracha on the water in front of him, he realized that his bracha is not going on that water that's in front of him, because that water is going to go away. He had in his mind that this bracha is on the water that's coming to him. And that's why we could say that over there, the bracha works. But Baram Hacha, but here, Loy Lekach Kivan Daita Metchila, he didn't have kavana on the other beans. He had kavana only on the bean that was in front of him. He planned to eat that bean. Unexpectedly, the bean fell down, and he was unable to eat that bean. So perhaps in the case of beans, he would have to make another bracha on the rest of the beans. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Chiya, and the Charedim tells us that this is Kimoi Toshima, like we find in the Bavli. Come in here, I'll bring you a proof to your question concerning the beans. We have learned, Ein Mevorcham Alapas, Ala B'Shoshu Paris. When does he make the bracha of Hamoitz Lechmanor? It's only when he has the roll in his hand, and he is breaking, as he is breaking the bread, together with the Pores, the challah, he makes the bracha. So why is this so? Why doesn't he break it first and then make the bracha? It must be because we are worried about a bracha of atol. In case that piece falls from his hand and he can't find it, he will have to make another bracha on the rest of the challah. So therefore, he should make the bracha as he's breaking the bread, and then it's considered that the bracha goes on the whole bread, and therefore, even if he loses the small piece that he took from the entire challah, he doesn't have to make another bracha because he has made a bracha over the entire challah. So from this halacha, we see that concerning the beans, if he were to make a bracha just on one bean, and that bean would fall from his hand, he would have to make a separate bracha on the rest of the beans. Amar Rav Chiya Barva, Hado Amra, from this halacha concerning breaking of the bread, we learn out, Ahon, by someone, Denosav, Igulu, he took one roll from a number of rolls, Umevorach Ilav, and he made a bracha on that roll, the hacha loyosubiyari, but it didn't come to his hand, it fell from his hand, and he's unable to eat the roll that he made the bracha on, he has to take another roll, and Sarach Mevorach Ilav, Ezman Tinyonis, he would be Mechuyev, to make a new bracha on the second roll that he takes, because we do not say that the bracha that he originally made on the first roll went on all the rolls. Therefore, the first bracha was a bracha levatola, and he does have to make a new bracha on the second roll. Amar Rav Tamchum Bar Yudin, he said a bracha levatola. So tzarech loimer baruch shem kivoid machusel la'olam voed, that he must say that the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for eternity. He's saying a shevach together with the name of Hashem that was said in vain, Shaloi Lahaskir Shem Shemayim Levatola. Taisus in Brachas explains that by saying praise of Baruch Shem Kvod Machusel Levet together with the name of Hashem that was mentioned in vain, or a Brach Levatola, where the entire bracha was said for no purpose, so by associating Hashem's name with the shevach that follows of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olamed, then it's considered that it takes away the aver that the person did of saying Hashem's name in vain. So therefore, you should say always Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olamed, Shaloi Lahaskir Shem Shemayim Levatol. This Yerushalmi is the source of our minig that we always say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olamed when Hashem's name is said in vain. Now, the Chazon Ish points out that there are two ways to say Hashem's name in vain. One is a person just says the name of Hashem and he doesn't use it in the context of a bracha, or he says a bracha that wasn't necessary. But the Chazon Ish says that he has an issue here, because Bishlom, when he just said the name of Hashem, so we understand, as Tosfos and Brachos explained, that he follows saying Hashem's name in vain with Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olamed, so now it's not considered saying Hashem's name in vain because Hashem's name is associated with a shevach. That I understand. But what's the purpose of saying Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olamed if you made a bracha levatola? Because if it's just to associate Hashem's name with a shevach, when he said Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech HaOlam, in our case, on the first roll that got lost, he says Hamaitzi Lechem in Aretz. So even if he has to make a new bracha, but the first bracha was also a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does he need to follow it with Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Va'ed? Even if he didn't come to eat the bread, the words, the text of the bracha is itself a shevach. Why does he have to add another shevach of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Va'ed? And the Chazon Ish says, we see from this halacha, it must be that whatever halacha there is concerning the shame of Hashem that was uttered in vain, levatola, that is the same din that Chazal gave, even when a person says an entire bracha, levatola, it has a din as if he's saying the name of Hashem alone, levatola, and therefore it must be followed with the shevach of Baruch Shem, kavod, Malchus Olam Vaed. The Haredim in Divrei HaMaskil v'Tzorach L'Amar Baruch Shem tells us about another way that a person can get out of a problem concerning saying Hashem's name in vain. V'yesh Oimrim, and some say Shezehu La'achur Sha'amar L'Keinu Melech Olam. When do we use Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed? That's only after a person said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. He's already said Hashem's name in vain. Avol Eloi Omer Adayin Ela Baruch Atah Hashem. But what happens if he caught himself at the point where he didn't yet say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he just said Baruch Atah Hashem? Then he has a different solution. Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha. He should end with the Pasuk from Tehillim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, that you Hashem have taught us your chukim, your laws. Kidei Sheyehei Kikara Pasuk. And then, instead of saying a Baruch Levatol, instead of saying Hashem's name in vain, he is saying it as part of reading a Pasuk. V'chein Kosev Rambam, and so the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud, and the Tur in Siman Reish Vav, they say this Eitza, this solution for a person who finds himself about to make a Baruch Levatola, if you're ready, said Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then he has no solution except to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Vaed. But if he caught himself right after saying Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, he could end off with Lamdei Nichukecha, and then it comes out that he just said a pasuk and he did not say Hashem's name in vain. Continues the Gemara, Ad Kama Yifrois. How big does the piece have to be that he breaks off from the challah? There's a machlokes between Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Manachad, Omer Ad Kezayis. One says that it must be a olive's worth, a kezayis, v'charno amar, and the other one says, ad pachos mekezayis, it could even be less than a kezayis. The way the Haredim seems to learn the machloikis, it's one of etiquette. The, in Divrei HaMaskil, ad kezayis, which is opposite us in the Yerushalmi, says the Haredim, avol pachos mechse ketzar ayin. If you give less than a kezayis, if you break off less than a kezayis, it looks like you're stingy. And so apparently one man the armor was worried that you look stingy and therefore you should always break off a kezayis, and the other one was not worried that you look stingy. However, there are other mefarshim who learned that this was actually a machlokes and halacha, with the one who says kezayis being of the opinion that if you broke off less than a kezayis, you would not make a brach of hamoitzi, you would make a brach of mezoinis. And the other one says that if it's bread, even if you break off less than a kezayis, you still make the brach of hamoitzi. So according to this explanation, it's not an etiquette question, rather it is a halachic shiloh. And now the Gemara says that each of the opinions, whether it's a kezayis or less than a kezayis, has a mishnah on their side. Man, the mar kezayis, the one who says that you have to break off a kezayis, kai de tanya tamon. This is like we have learned elsewhere, a mishnah menachos, that vikulam pesis and kezayis, that by all menachos that were fried or baked, they had to be first broken up into pieces before kmitza was made by the kohen. And then the kohen would go ahead subsequently and make a hamotzi and eat those pieces. So how big are the pieces? Kezayis, v'kulam pesisin, kezayis. And that's what the kohen would make a bracha on and eat. So we have a riot. At the, when you break it off, it has to be a kezayis. Man demar at pachos mekezayis, the one who says no, that you're allowed to break it off even less than a kezayis, he also has a proof from a mishnah. Because Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shmuel, as the Haredim says, he disagrees with the Tanakhama, and his opinion is, afilo machziro lesolta, even if you broke it up to such an extent that you brought it back to its original state of being flour, you finally ground it up, these pieces into flour, you could still make hamoitzi. So from the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, who argues on the Mishnah, we see that even pachas mekezayis is sufficient, and you still make hamoitzi. Continues the Gemara, Tani, it was taught in a braisa, kol shayim machar of shalosh brachas, in any food where you bench after eating that food. I'm the fun of, so before eating the food, you say, Hamoitzi lechem in arts. V'chol she'en achav shalosh brachos, but wherever you don't bench after eating that food, ain't I'm the fun of, Hamoitzi lechem in arts. You do not say before eating it, Hamoitzi lechem in arts. Hetivon, we challenge this halacha from the case, Harei pachos mekezayis, if you eat less than a kezayis, Harei ein oimer la'achav shalosh brachos, you don't say afterwards benching, because you didn't eat a shir. Me'ata, according to your halacha that you stated, that whenever you don't say benching, you don't say the three brachos, la'yomru l'fon of hamoitzi lechem and arts, are you trying to tell me that you don't have to make hamoitzi on less than a kezayis of bread? So your principle, your rule, doesn't seem to be correct. Rabbi Yaakov Bracha Omar, Rabbi Yaakov Bracha answered, L'shar hamina nitzricha. We're not trying to distinguish between something that has a shear or doesn't have a shear. If it doesn't have a shear, yes, you'll still make hamaitzi because it is the type of food that one would bench if one would have had the shear. What we are referring to are things, the Haredim gives a whole list of things here that are a different min. And he says this would be, for example, cake where you're not kaveh suda on it, you're not eating it as a meal, or let's say rice. So we're talking about other items where, on, for example, rice, you never bench. Even if you had a shear, you would never bench. If you don't bench, so you don't make hamoitzi as a bracha rishayna. At the last line of the Charedim, he quotes the Ravid. Udeloika Ravid. This is the pshat of all the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rajba, the Rif, and the Rambam. Not like the Ravid who says, Nehe, the Pachsum Kazai's aim of Orchalov, Hamoitsev Gimel Brachis, but Bayer Mina Mizoinis, and Ain Gimel Mvorchalov. But you do make a Mizoinis and an Alamichio. Even though you're not making a Hamotzi and benching, but at least you're making Mizoinis and Alamichio. From this Ravid, we see also that he's learning that if it's less than a shear, the halacha would be that you would make for a bracha rishayna, a mezoinus. So the point, according to the Ravid, is that we're speaking about things, let's take again rice, where on rice, even though you make a mezoinus on rice, but you don't make a alamichia, make a barin fasha, so it doesn't fall into this category. So according to the Ravid, anything which, if it has a shear, you make kamoitzi and you bench, and if it doesn't have a shear, at least you will be making mezoinus and alamichia. So that is a set. However, anything else which you never bench on, so on such a thing, you never make a hamoitzi. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask now a stira between two laws of etiquette that appear contradictory. Rababa b'shem Rav. Rababa said in the name of Rav, Misubin, those who are surrounding the person who is breaking the bread, who's making the hamotzi, asurim litam, they are prohibited from tasting of the bread, klum, anything, until he first tastes from the bread. That means even if the person who made hamotzi cut the challah and he gave each person some challah, they should not eat the challah until the one who made the hamotzi eats that challah of his. As we turn to Samach Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Shuman Levi, Omer, Rabbi Shuman Levi seems to contradict this. He says, Shoysen, one can drink, Afal Pi Shaloi Shasa. They're allowed to drink, and as let's say he has wine, and he's giving them wine, so they can drink, even though he has not drunk yet. And L'chayra, the two dinim contradict each other. And the Gemara asks, Ma, Polig? Is Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, in fact, what's happening here? Is he arguing on what Rav said? He seems to be contradicting Rav. So the Gemara says, no. Ma de ma Rav, what Rav said was in a case, kishohayu kulam zekukin l'kikar echot. They did not have a role in front of themselves. They were dependent on the balabais who was cutting up the challah and giving them a roll, giving them a piece of the roll, a piece of the challah. So since they're coming on to him, the etiquette is that they should wait till he tastes the challah first, and then they eat from the piece that he gave them. But ma demar Rabbi Shuman Levi, what Rabbi Shuman Levi was talking about is kishohayu kol echot ve'echot koisu biyodei. There, the balabais had wine. He made a boy a priya goffin. Through the halacha of Shemeya Ko'ina, when you hear a bracha and you have kavona to be yotze with that bracha, so it's as if you made the bracha. And since they had their own kois, they weren't coming on to the wine of the one who made the bracha, and therefore they are allowed to drink the wine, even if he has not yet drunk from his kois. And that's what the Charedim tells us here on the fourth line, Divrei Maschil Ma De Omar Kleimer, Vaday Loy Polig. There is no machlokes of Rabbi Shuman Levi against Rav. The Hodom, Rabbi Shuman Levi, the Rishon Lishnais. That which Rabbi Shuman Levi said they're allowed to drink, Bishekol Echot Kaisu Biyare, when each one has a cup in his hand. Vuhu Adin, Litoim Kishekol Echot Kikur Biyare. If each one has a challah roll, and he made a moitzi on his challah, so they are not dependent on his challah, so they can eat from their roll before he has eaten from his roll. They're yoytze his bracha, but then they can eat from their own roll. Then there's no etiquette that they have to wait until he eats. We'll skip a few lines down in the Charedim, and he concludes, V'chein b'hamoytzi, yochel kol echad lechol mikikar shaloi im einon zekukin l'kikar echad. If they are not dependent on the one challah that the Baal Bais is cutting up, so they have their own role. Ubelvad sheyil ufnei kol echad lecha mishnei ma'ay Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, then in fact they need two rolls in front of them. But then they could eat from their roll after having heard the bracha, even before the one who was cutting the challah ate from his challah. So it comes out that if there's one cup or one challah, then everybody has to wait. And if there is many cups or many rolls, every person has lecha mishnah, as the charedim said on Shabbos in front of them, then after hearing the bracha, they're allowed to either drink wine or eat the challah, even before the person who cut the challah or made kiddush on the wine. Continues the Gemara, Tani, we have learned in the Braisa, Hamavorech, the one who made the bracha of the Hamoitzi. So since he was the one who made the bracha, as an honor to him, Poshet Yaditil, if they're serving on a platter where everybody takes the food from the platter, he is given the honor of stretching out his hand first to take the first portion from the platter. Ella, but if he wants to give honor to his Rebbe who's sitting at his table, or to someone who is a greater Talmud Chacham than he is, then he's permitted to pass the platter to the other person, but otherwise he should take first. Rav Kadahavi Katsi, when Rav used to cut up the challah, and he was sensitive, as the Charedim explains here, that the people were waiting. This was a case where they were all soimach on his one challah. They did not have in front of them lecha mishnah, so they had to wait to taste the challah after Rav tasted it. So when he cut up the challah, haviktorn bismola, he would taste the challah, he would eat the challah with his left hand, umaflig, and he would divide up the challah biyamine with his right hand, so they wouldn't have to wait extra for him to first eat his challah and then divide it up. He would do it at the same time, and this would cut down the time that they would have to wait in order to taste the challah. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna said, Ahon demar, if someone said, Sav berich, he told the people that were around his table, Sav take, berich, that which was blessed, in other words, take a piece of the challah, Sav berich, Ein boy mishum hefsik bracha. If between his own bracha and eating from the challah, he said these words, savrich, savrich, there is no hefsik. As the Charedim explains, loy havi hefsik ben bracha lachila, sheitztarach levar shenis, there is no hefsik, there's no separation between the bracha and his eating, which would necessitate that he would make a second bracha, doha minyani suda. Because this has to do with the Suda. He's telling the people, take. So anything that has to do with the Suda, there's no hefsik. V'chein ev yumelech, there was no salt on the table. And he tried to make people understand that he needs salt. They didn't. And finally he said, bring the salt. Hevi yumelech. Hevi yulift, and bring the spread. Since it's a tzorach of the Suda, therefore it's not considered a hefsik. Ein boy mishum hefsik bracha, and he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. However, if he said, have achvana l'turaya, give grass to the ox, he made a bracha, and then he said this statement, give grass to the ox, yesh boy mishum hefsik bracha, there is a separation between the bracha and his eating, and therefore he would be mechuyev to make another bracha. However, the charedim brings down two lines before it gets wide, bavli brachas daf memam et alfam rinen, deloy havi hafsik. There the Bavli says it is not hafsik to say give grass to the ox. V'yov time, the Bavli gives a reason. Mishum, v'yov time ahosam. There the Bavli gives a reason. Mishum, to osur lechol at sheyachal bemto. It is us for a person to eat until he feeds his animal. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, v'nasatai esev besotchal bemtecho. Hashem says, I'm going to give grass in your field for your animal, and later it says, and you will eat and you will be satiated. So we see that the eating for the animal comes before a person's own eating, and therefore it's also considered tzarech suda, therefore it is not considered a hefsik, and therefore he does not have to make a new bracha after saying give grass to the oxen. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna said, Hado Shesisa. This Shesisa, what is Shesisa? So we see in the Rosh Cirillo, the bottom of the Amid in the right-hand column, five lines from the bottom, Shesisa Michael Ha'asui Mikemach Kloyos, and Yavshu Betaner, Bo'oid Shehashiboylin Lachen. So this refers to flour of kernels that were toasted while they were still moist, and this flour, which is still sweet, is then mixed with oil, water, and salt, and that is how the shesisa is formed. And also, Vahado Mursa Shechikto, and this ground up Mursa. Some of the Mefarshim try to figure out what Morsan is, but the Chareidim says, Lo Yisparish Mai. We don't know exactly what this item is, but on both of these items, Oymer Olov Shakol Niabidvori, he says, Hey Shakol Niabidvori. Rav Huna Omer, Rav Huna said, Hare Yishanas Al Tarpiv. A person put some food in his mouth, Vishochach, and he forgot, Vilei Birich, and he had not made a bracha before he put it in his mouth. What does he do now? Says the Yerushalmi, it depends. Im hayu mashkin, if it was liquid, where he's unable to say a bracha while the liquid is in his mouth, so he has no other alternative. But poltan, he has to spit it out, even though he's going to waste it. But it is more important not to eat something without a bracha than to waste food. And therefore, if he has a choice whether he should spit it out or swallow it without a bracha, he should spit it out. Im hayoichlin, if it was food items where he's able to put it in the side of his mouth and still make a bracha, then misalkin l'tzadin, he puts it to the side of his mouth and he makes the bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Mori, kumi Rabbi Yossi beribi, avin. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Mori in front of Rabbi Yossi bar avin said, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He disagreed by Oichlin. A fill Oichlin, even Oichlin Paltin, he has to spit them out. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says that when you say a bracha, your whole mouth has to say the bracha. There should be nothing in your mouth while you're saying the bracha. Yimale pi tilosecha. My mouth is full with your praise. Kol hayoim tifartecha, all day long with the splendor, with your splendor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see Yamali Pi, the whole mouth has to be empty so that it's full of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Charedim adds to what we find here in the Yerushalmi. Let's see the Charedim, the third wide line, Poltan, that by liquid you spit it out, Vabavli Kamer, Besaif Paragimu She'achlu, the Boilon, that you swallow it. So we have a Machloikis, by liquids, is it more important to spit it out rather than drink it without a bracha, or is it more important to not waste the food and drink it without a bracha? That's a machlokes here, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Upirish Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. The Einam Avarcha Chakach. After he swallows it, according to the Bavli, he doesn't make a bracha. Dum Yudahad Amar Hasam, as we find there in the Bavli. Gomar Suda, a person finished the Suda. He forgot to make a moitzi. He's at the end of the Suda. He doesn't make a moitzi anymore. So the same thing here. He swallowed it, and he had not made a bracha before. He doesn't make a bracha. However, he does make a bracha after he swallows it. Even though we have a rule, you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah or before you eat something, you have to do the bracha before the bracha rishayna. The kivan, the nisker, but oidem bepiv. Since he remembered, not after he ate, he remembered while it was in his mouth. He said, "Oi, I forgot to make a bracha." Except at that moment, he's unable to make the bracha because the liquid, he can't make a bracha while he has the liquid in his mouth. So domik tzas loyvel asiyosin. So that's a little bit like that. It's still before he's doing it. He hasn't swallowed it yet. He remembered. He's unable at that moment to make the bracha. So that itself is considered oivel asiyosin, even though he subsequently swallows it. So it comes out that by liquid, we have a machloikis where, according to the Yerushalmi, he spits out the liquid. According to the Bavli, he swallows. And then we have a machloikis rishonim. After he swallows, does he make a bracha? Does he not make a bracha? Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel say you don't make a bracha. And the Ravid and the Rosh say you do make a bracha. Then concerning food, imoya oichlan. So we had a machloikis in the Gemara. Do you spit it out or do you put it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha? So from the Yerushalmi, it would seem that there's a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak. Rav Huna says you put it to the side. Rav Yitzchak says by food you also spit it out. However, the Charedim brings down that according to the Bavli, there's no machloikis. It depends on what type of food you have in your mouth. Va'bavli mechalik, the b'midi d'mimam is something that becomes miyistic. It's repugnant to now take it back into your mouth and swallow it. Mesalkin l'tzadin u'mevarech. For example, you have a berry, and you're going to spit it out. It'll become miyistic to re-swallow it. So that you put to the side of your mouth and make the bracha. Midi deloy mamis, but something that does, is not repugnant. You have a hard candy. It's nothing wrong if you take it out of your mouth and you will re-swallow it. So poilet, he takes it out of his mouth. Umavorech, he makes the bracha with an empty mouth. V'choizribol, and then he takes back and swallows it. So the Bavli says that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Huna are not arguing. They're speaking about two different cases. Rav Huna is speaking about where it's repugnant if he spits it out, therefore he puts it to the side. Rabbi Yitzchak speaking about a food that's not repugnant if he spits it out, and therefore it's better to be Makayim, Yemale Pitilasecha, spit it out, and then take it back in your mouth. Continues the Gemara, HaKoytzim HaSachitin, someone who chews the kernels of wheat, Oymer Alein Barmini Zeroinin, he makes on it this specific bracha that Hashem created different kinds of seeds. Let us see the Charedim, 8 lines from the bottom. Divri Maskel Barmini Zeroim, Vechain Tani Besefa Bekois Mars. The same thing we find if somebody chews rice kernels. Umokilab Bavli, and in the Bavli in Brachas, we find Rabbi Yehuda. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Kedisnam Masis, like we learned in our Mishnah, Vali Yerakas. Oymer Boyer Pri Adam. Matana Kama says that on vegetables you make Boyer Pri Adam. Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer Boyer Mini Deshain. He has a very specific bracha of Bless Hashem who created different kinds of herbage. Upirish Rashi, to Rabbi Yehuda, Boy Lechol Min Umin, Main Brachasai. Rabbi Yehuda has a stress on specificity. In other words, you're being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu more if you say he created not Bayre Pri Adama, different kinds of fruits of the ground, as a general bracha for all items that come from the ground, but rather on each type you make a specific bracha. Like we're going to learn in our parak, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hilkach, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, liyur rakas, to vegetables, you say bar yimini desham, as we had in the first mission of our parak. Lechitim, for wheat, the zroyim ninu, that it is seeds, bar yimini zroyim, as we have right here in our Gemara. Well, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, ben zroyim ben yurakas, it makes no difference whether it's zroyim or yurakas, you make one general bracha bar pri adama, v'le be'ina l'chol minu min birchas, so you don't have to subdivide, you have bar pri eitz, bar pri adama, bar pri minim zayna, shahako, but you don't have to go and, like Rabbi Yehuda says, and subdivide it into more categories. It's sufficient to make a bar pri adama for everything, including zroyim and yurakas. Continues the Gemara. Now he took the kernels of wheat and he ground them up and he made from it flour and afyan, he baked them, and ubishlan, after the baking he cooked them. What bracha do you make on these pieces of bread that have now been cooked? Bizman sharpusis kayamais, if the original pieces of bread are still in existence, they haven't become mush and not discernible anymore. Even though they were cooked, he still makes a maitzalechem menorats. And he benches after eating this dish. But if it was heated up, cooked to such an extent that you cannot recognize the pieces of bread, then it becomes like a cereal, a porridge, the bracha changes from hamoitzi to mizaynis, achas main shalosh, he makes afterwards an al hamichyo. Ad kamo yuprusais, how much do they have to disintegrate? Until what point are they still called recognizable that one would make a hamoitzi? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Oven, Kahana, Bar Malki, B'Shem Rav, he said, Ad Kizaisim, until you still have a Kizayis, even though you make Hamoitzi even on less than a Kizayis, that's if it wasn't cooked. But if it's cooked, then it has to at least retain a Kizayis of Tzura of bread, and if it's less than a Kizayis, then it's considered that it's not Prusa Kayemes, and you don't make Hamoitzi, you make Mizoinis. Hakoisim is somebody who chews rice. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he makes the specific bracha of Bari Mini Zarainim, of seeds. Af Yobishla, he baked it and then he cooked it. Afal Pisha Prusa Kayemes. Here the halach is that even if the pieces of rice are discernible, Oimer Olav Bari Mini Mizoinis, the bracha changes from Zarainim to Mizoinis. The Ein Yitzarach L'Varach Achrav, you don't have to make a Baruch Achoreina. However, the Charedim tells us right away that the Bavli's Lashon is the same, but it doesn't mean you don't make any Baruch Achoreina. Says the Charedim two lines from the bottom, Lashon HaBavli Namai U'L'Achorah V'Loiklom. After eating this rice, he doesn't make any Baruch HaMefarish, and it's explained, the Lav Dafka D'Loi V'Achlal, it doesn't mean necessarily that you don't make any Baruch Elo, Loitzorek Baruch HaChashuva, you don't need an important bracha, the Hanamein Gimel, that's Alamichya, Ella Bar Nefashas. He makes a plain bracha, Achorin of Bar Nefashas. That's what it means, Ein Leitzorech, Levorech.